Very little is thought about the Khmer Rouge here, in large part because the subject is sensitive among political groups and other high-profile people once associated with the genocidal Maoist movement. Even those Cambodians who lived through the regime don't know the whole story, and more than 70% of the population has been born since the Khmer Rouge was ousted in 1979. The new book is entitled A History of Democratic Kampuchea, the name the Khmer Rouge gave the country after taking power in 1975. The book is published by the Documentation Center of Cambodia, an independent group that documents Khmer Rouge crimes. It relies heavily on first-hand testimony of survivors and perpetrators of Cambodia's genocide. Kambuli D is the book's author. He says propaganda and differing interpretations of events have clouded people's understanding of the regime itself and of the Vietnamese-led action that drove it from power.
That part of history is very political. And so far, we don't have the common agreement on the content of the history, because there are a lot of interpretation on the history of the Khmer Rouge, like the 1979, even whether it is the invasion or whether it is liberation of Cambodia. So there are a lot of interpretation.
The book was written for high school teachers and their students. It is part of a wider process being conducted by various private groups aimed at helping Cambodians to better understand the history of the Killing Fields era. The book was published as United Nations-backed trials of the surviving Khmer Rouge leaders are approaching. Kambuli D says the aim is to present the plain facts as opposed to trying to interpret them.
We introduce the fact about the Khmer Rouge. We don't use the interpretation, we don't use propaganda, but we use fact. And we try to balance to make the book neutral, not to take sides. That is very important to know exactly what really happened in Cambodia during 1975 to 1979. And the real events, not the propaganda, not the hatred. Because from now on, we need to focus on peace and reconciliation and justice, but not the hatred or any propaganda.
Cambodia's education ministry has approved the book as a core reference guide for history textbooks, but not yet as a part of the official school curriculum. However, there are discussions about producing a condensed version of the book's material to be included in future textbooks. Rory Byrne for VOA News in Phnom Penh.